Maybe you're listening to this because you've been using food as a way of dealing with stress. Or you found yourself binge eating whenever you get upset. This might be a pattern of eating that you developed in your early childhood or your teenage years. Or it could be a reaction to a recent period of heightened stress in your life. This emotional eating pattern can really get in the way of your efforts to lose weight or to live a healthy lifestyle. And the fact that you're listening to this means that rationally, you know perfectly well that this habit isn't serving you. However, emotional eating isn't something you do consciously and rationally. It's an unconscious pattern that you've learned as a way of dealing with unpleasant emotions. And of course, the truth is that food doesn't actually deal with unpleasant feelings at all. It simply masks them. Food can only properly satisfy a feeling of hunger, just as water only satisfies thirst. And if you've got other emotional needs in your life, like needs for company, for sleep and relaxation, for stimulation and excitement, for meaningful relationships, and a sense of purpose, and you're trying to meet those needs with food, you'll ultimately still end up feeling empty. If you're feeling lonely, and you have an emotional need for love and connection, or if you're feeling anxious and you have an emotional need for safety and security, then using food to mask those feelings is like having a gaping hole in the roof of your house that's letting in the rain, and then trying to fix that hole by choosing a brand new color to paint the walls of your kitchen. It's the wrong solution to the problem. This session is going to focus specifically on breaking this pattern of emotional eating. And the deeply relaxing hypnotic techniques you're about to experience will guide the unconscious part of your mind to firmly and clearly separate your emotional needs from the sensation of physical hunger. To help this process become fully integrated into your life, it's a good idea to consciously avoid high sugar products like sodas and cookies and candy bars and anything that your body digests rapidly and that leaves you craving more, like, you know, French fries, potato chips, or slices of toast. I'm not directing you to follow a specific restrictive diet here, and you're free to experiment with what works best for you. But it's worth keeping in mind that sugary or high carbohydrate foods will tend to cause fluctuations in your blood sugar levels, leaving you craving more of them, and thus making you more prone to getting moody and engaging in emotional eating. By contrast, a diet that includes more fresh vegetables and fruit, fish, meat, eggs, and good sources of fiber and protein will tend to support a more balanced mood, more balanced emotions, and consequently more balanced eating patterns. Now, before you begin to relax, I'd just like you to select in your mind one memory of when you were eating out of emotion rather than hunger. Just take a moment now to choose a time. It could be a recent memory or from longer ago. And each time you listen to this download, you can either work on the same memory some more or choose a different time. It really doesn't matter. Because each time you hypnotically transform one of your memories of acting in that old way, your unconscious mind gets the message that it's time to start acting differently in the future. Now, if you haven't yet closed those eyes, you can do that right now. And just take a moment to remember how it felt in that memory you chose, just before you got sucked into that emotional eating pattern. Notice where you were, the emotions that you were experiencing, and the way that typical pattern was about to take over. The way there was a connection in your brain between feeling those emotions and the act of eating. And of course, that's not a rational, conscious connection. It's just an automatic association that you can now prepare to change at a very deep level. As right now, you get the sense of drifting outside of that memory, as if it's some kind of transparent bubble, so that you can watch the you inside that memory from the outside. That's it. And you don't need to see this vividly and clearly. It's okay to just get a sense for a moment of that younger you in that situation over there, who's about to get sucked into that old pattern of masking emotions with food. And all I'd like you to do is to notice the expression on the face of that you over there. Their posture, the tension in their muscles, the emotion in that body. Seeing that whole pattern from the outside. That's it. And then for now, you can let all of that fade away and give yourself the time and the space to really relax so that as you listen to the sound of these words and breathe comfortably, you begin to communicate with your body and let it know that it's okay to relax. Because sometimes in life, carry around so much physical tension that it's as if our bodies have forgotten that here and now you're safe. Here and now, there's nothing you need to be tensing your muscles for. You can tell your facial muscles, it's okay to relax now. And notice how they soften and smooth out. Tell your shoulder muscles, it's okay to relax now. And notice how they loosen and drop. You can tell the muscles in your abdomen, your stomach, your pelvic floor, all the subtle places where we carry around tension. You can say, muscles of my abdomen, it's okay to relax now. Feel them all take a sigh of relief. As you notice a comfortable heaviness growing in the arms and in the legs, sinking into deeper and deeper comfort, that can begin to envelop that body in soothing, healing warmth and light. Like a cloud of soft nurturing, light wrapping all around you. And communicating to every cell in that body, every cell in that brain, it's okay to relax now. That's it. Because relaxation really is the doorway to tapping into the deeper, more unconscious portion of your brain, the part that knows about all the changes you've made in your habits since you were a child. The way that once, when you went to bed at night, you had to have a nightlight, or to carry a certain toy with you all day. And yet you didn't carry those toddler toys, those childish habits with you into adulthood. And there are so many habits and associations you simply outgrew, that just don't fit who you are today. Like certain items of clothing you wore happily as a child, not only don't fit your adult body, but are also a completely different style from another era. Just not part of who you are today. And I remember treating a client who was struggling with his weight. He told me that if he ever got upset when he was a child, his mother would always give him a cake or ice cream. If he hadn't got the grade he wanted in school, or if he bumped his head, and she'd use that food to try to cheer him up. And of course, his mother only did that with the best of intentions, to try to comfort her son. But as an adult, that man found that whenever he got upset or stressed, he would find himself turning to sugary junk food. And he said to me, "What would be really helpful is if I could just get those things completely separate, like they should be, so that food is over here and only connected to hunger." And he pointed to his left. And emotions are over there, and only connected to my emotional needs. And he pointed to his right. Because I've really had enough of getting the two mixed up. And as I guided that man deeper and deeper into hypnosis, I said to him, "You know, when you get an itch on your knee, you don't try to give that knee a cake or a cookie, because that knee doesn't need food. You simply scratch that itch, and then relax once more, and that's it. Even deeper still. And if it's winter time, in some cold part of the world, and you're wearing a coat, and maybe a hat and a scarf, and then you come into a really warm house, and you feel the waves of heat as you go in through that door. And after a minute or two in that warm house, your body lets you know that it's getting uncomfortably hot. And you might feel a hot sweat breaking out on your back and chest, or a warm flush on the face. And instinctively, without for one moment thinking of masking the urge with food, you take off some layers of clothing. And those two categories of food and emotion can really begin to separate now. Right through your past. Right through your future. Right through your present. Now. So that your emotional needs are over there, on the right, and food is over here, on the left, leaving you free to attend to those different needs separately. And I'd like you to bring to mind once more that memory you chose, and see that younger you in that memory, who's about to get sucked into that emotional eating pattern. And I'd like you to calmly run that memory fast forward all the way to the end, watching them eat the food, watching that old pattern operating from the outside, up to the point where that younger you starts to regret eating that food. The dawning realization that it hasn't really helped any more than giving a cream cake to an itchy knee. That's it. And then you can just drift right into the end of that memory, being there at the end of that experience, feeling that stuffed feeling of having consumed food when what you really had was an emotional need that's still unsatisfied. And then, I'd like you to imagine time running backwards in that memory, very rapidly, in a dreamlike way, right now. Feeling yourself moving backwards and thinking backwards, all the way back, until before that memory began. That's it. Rewinding time and really processing that old pattern through a different part of your brain. And what's it like now to discover new choices in that memory, new ways of responding to your emotions, to genuinely acknowledge the emotional need that you were experiencing, and understand that it has absolutely nothing to do with food? It never had. It never will. And how does that change how you respond then, now, and in the future? That's it. As you unconsciously discover new, more appropriate choices right now. And I said to that man, and as you discover more choice in those times when that old habit would have once controlled you, you can notice that your emotional needs are right here, And if you need to get some rest, or to socialize, or to do something that stretches you and fulfills you, then you can find ways to really meet those needs and honor them. Just as you can scratch a knee that needs to be scratched. While all matters of food and drink, of hunger and thirst, are left over there as a completely separate issue that gives you deep breathing space, a real sigh of relief, allowing you to think calmly and clearly about what you need to do. And in our very next session, that man told me that he just didn't connect food and emotions anymore. It already seemed like an odd, old, out-of-date habit to him. And as he was finding it so much easier to calmly, consistently eat healthily and get into physical shape that he wanted to be. And when I saw him again a year later, he looked like a new man. And you can listen to this session often. Each time you do, you can deepen this calm, steadfast, compassionate way of acknowledging your emotions and dealing with them. Knowing that food is irrelevant to and totally separate from those emotional needs. And for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed. That's it. And prepare to come all the way back now. That's it. If you just notice the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on. And then whenever you're ready, you can have a nice stretch and open your eyes.